Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job. Joining us right now on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is one of the best pass rushers in the game today. Justin Houston, his teammate J.J. Watt, and this man are the only active members of the 100 career sack club in the National Football League, along with Von Miller as well. Chandler Jones, how you doing, Chandler?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me, Rich.
You got it. Thanks for coming on this program. What's the general sense around your team right now going into this
big one? Yeah, of course. We are on the snowball, positive ball rolling. We got a couple wins, and we're just trying to, you know, carry this thing over toward the end of the season. But the spirits are high. You know, everyone's just buying into to the coaches are saying and our coaching, and we're doing good over here.
Okay, what about you, Chandler, in this defense and being as good as you have been? What do you attribute all of that?
I think that just comes from experience play, honestly. You know, just years of seeing things, seeing schemes, seeing how teams want to attack this style of defense, and knowing what weaknesses offenses have. And that just comes from experience. So a lot of that has granted my success.
What's the toughest offense you faced this year then, so far?
This year, I want to say the toughest offense was probably the Green Bay Packers. And the only reason why is because they did a good job of handling the football. They got rid of the ball fast. They didn't let the pass rushers get hot. You know, they were chipping, and so things like that. Those are tough, especially for a player like me to be effective. I have to, you know, get after the quarterback, and those things were a little tough that game.
Are you a talker on the field? Do you do talking, Chandler?
Do I talk a little bit here and there? It depends how I'm feeling.
Okay.
It's never too crazy, but I definitely will say something.
Well, I mean, in my experience, anybody who says a little bit when I ask that question does a lot, to be very honest with you.
Well, maybe you might have to ask someone that one of my opposing opponents.
Okay. Did you say something to Rodgers, for instance, in a night like that when you finally do make a good call?
I did, but he's Aaron Rodgers.
I know that.
You know, you kind of got to. What, are you hinting at my discount double check thing that I did?
Maybe a little bit.
I think that's what it was.
What was that about? It's been a couple of years.
I did read something that everyone that does that, they pay for it. So he definitely made me pay for it. He did.
Did he at least smile? Because he strikes me
no,
as well.
He just looked at me. He didn't smile. He didn't. You know, and I actually said discount double check. I said it to him. He didn't smile. He didn't make any gesture. He just looked at me. So he acknowledged me, but he didn't say anything.
Maybe he said that because that's like 2 or 3 years old. He's got newer commercials than that.
That could have been it. I haven't seen it. I haven't played Aaron Rodgers. You know, I was out all last season. See, and, you know, the year before that. So it's been a while.
Chandler, he may not have been offended as a quarterback. He may have been offended as a pitchman and a spokesman. He may have been offended on that front. How about
he,
that?
He probably looked at me and was like, you know what, Chandler, that's a little outdated. Could you do something better?
It is.
Yeah, that's probably what that look was now that you bring it up.
Oh, my gosh. What is it like trying to track down Kyler in practice? How often do you get to do that?
Yeah, it gets you ready for, you know, going against a guy like Kyler Murray every day. It gets you ready for the opposing teams, the Justin Fields. You know, honestly, I didn't know Justin Fields wasn't playing until I think the few days before the game.
Right.
And, you know, usually as a pass rusher, you will have to do extra drills or do extra things to prepare you for a quarterback with that mobility. Well, we got him right here in our backyard, so there was really nothing different that we would have to do to prepare for a quarterback that was more mobile, because Kyler Murray, I think he's arms and legs.
So you got a good Kyler Murray story, at least, Chandler, for me. What do you got for me? Where you first realized, okay, I get it. Now I know why my team went and drafted somebody at the position the year before and went ahead and got Kyler Murray anyway.
You want an on-the-field story. I was going to give you a locker room story.
I'll take both.
Well, for the locker room story, I'll tell you one. When Kyler was a rookie, he always tried to change the music in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And he always had input on what should be played and what should not be played. So, and Kyler's locker is not far from mine. So I told Kyler, I said, once you have your first rushing touchdown, you could change the music. So I forget which game it was, but he finally scored, and I told him right after he scored, right after he got into the end zone, he came back to the sideline. I said, hey, Kyler, now you can change the music. And he kind of smiled at me, and he went back to the bench.
I like that.
So that was – Yeah. So now he can change the music in the locker room now since he had his first rushing touchdown. Okay. On the field, as far as why we got him, I mean, it's pretty self-spoken. And even now, being a defender, I mean, I don't think I've seen anyone tackle him open field. I think he's undefeated in open field tackles, so that's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, it has to be, right? I mean, it has to be from your position, and you're also maybe even a little bit feel for your defensive colleagues in the NFL having to deal with that.
Of course. I'm happy I don't have to go after him. That's for sure.
So now, do you think you're putting together a Hall of Fame resume, Chandler Jones? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I leave that up for everyone to discuss. Honestly, and I know it sounds cliche to say, but honestly, I just try to do my job. I'm going out there. I'm playing football. This is a fun year. We have a special team. I mean, our roster looks insane. I even look at it when I go to work every day. I say, you know, I never would have thought we would have these players, this many stars on one team. And I know this opportunity is very rare. So what my biggest thing is honestly just capitalizing every single day, you know, like, 'cause we all know this roster is not going to be the same next year. So with that being said, I think this opportunity that we have, it's huge. I mean, the coaches that we have, the players that we have. I mean, it looks like a Madden. It looks like a video game roster. Honestly, J.J. Watt, you got A.J. Green, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, it looks unfair, and we've been playing like that besides the last two. So hopefully, we can keep this thing going, and it should be fun.
All right. So last one for you. Do you guys talk Super Bowl openly? Do you talk about it?
No. No, but it's not frowned upon. I know, not to compare teams, but I know on other teams they kind of frowned upon speaking about that last game. But that should be every team's goal. You know, I feel like there's 32 teams in the NFL. If your goal is not to win the Super Bowl, then why are you playing? And in the same conversation, we don't sit there and say we're going to win the Super Bowl or this is our goal. Everyone knows that this is our goal. That's what we want to do. But we don't sit there and talk Super Bowl, no.
Okay. No. When you say other teams that don't kind of frown upon or don't talk about it, are you referring to your other team, your former team? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I've only been on one other team. Well, I have teammates that's been on other teams, and they go, okay. You know, we don't really talk about Super Bowl. We don't talk about that. They kind of frown upon it because you don't want to think about you're looking ahead. We got the Rams. We don't want to talk about the Super Bowl. We play the Rams Monday night.
Yeah, and what's that challenge like? Last one. I lied. This is your last one. What's
the challenge playing the Rams? A great team. This is a good team. And this is another team that looks phenomenal on paper. The stars that they have in their team, the numbers that they put up, the numbers that some of the individuals, I mean, Cooper Kupp, the fastest to 100 catches and even his receiving yards. That guys like that, like Cooper Kupp, he's a guy that can hurt you. And if we don't stop him, you know, they just got Odell Beckham, Von Miller. I mean, this is a great game. This is going to be a fun game. I'm excited, and this is a perfect game. I'm glad that the stars are lined up like this on a Monday night game because this is what everyone wants to see. And I think we know that. The Rams know that. And they'll get our best football, and we'll get theirs.
Yeah. Stafford doesn't do commercials, so you're going to have to come up with another line, you know.
Really? Stafford doesn't do commercials?
No, I don't think so. I've never seen one, no. So you'll have to figure something else out for him. But I'm sure you got something in your bag, I'm sure.
We'll figure it out. I got something. We'll get something for him.
Chandler, this has been a delight. I'd love to do this more often. This has been great. Thanks.
Likewise. Just let me know.